The equinox happened just 2 days ago, but now let's look at its practical effects on our everyday lives. The most important is the fact that the sun is now getting higher up in the sky at its fastest rate of the year. In fact, every 3 days, the sun is 2 sun widths higher than it was before. And solar altitude is what determines its intensity. The first thing we notice is the visible light, the stuff we see, the colors of the rainbow, which when combined give us the experience of white, which we see in clouds or on any remaining patches of snow. But more important still is the ultraviolet. Even though it comprises just a few percentage of the solar output, this is what could tan or burn us. You wouldn't think you'd get a sunburn in March, but that's mainly because the air is still so chilly that most of us keep our skin covered. But those who are enjoying some late-season skiing return from a day at the slopes with their faces red, revealing how strong that solar ultraviolet light really is now that the sun is high enough up in the sky, more than halfway up the sky at midday. The third component of sunlight is infrared, which makes up more than half of the output of the sun. People use the word infrared interchangeably with heat, but they're not the same thing. Infrared has waves that have a perfect spacing to make entire atoms and molecules jiggle, and jiggling atoms is heat. When we use the word heat, we're just talking about faster moving atoms. So, invisible infrared hits our skin, makes the atoms on our skin jiggle faster, and that's what we feel when we say we're enjoying the heat of the sun. When it hits the ground, everything depends upon whether there's snow cover, because snow reflects infrared back into space. But when the snow is gone, the infrared makes the rocks and the soil start to jiggle. That heats them up, which heats the air just above it, and pretty soon, spring is here and the air gets warmer. For A Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.